nice enough to join us now is trainer Charlie Baker, who has both joking in the Vosburgh and Rachel's temper in the Beldame, both looking to give him the first Grade 1 win of his career. Charlie, thanks for joining us this morning on the Equine Forum.
Thank you, Panda.
First off, congratulations on a fantastic Saratoga meet. 10 for 29, good for over right around 35%, and one of the more remarkable wins I've seen in a while. Midnight Song off that year layoff in the Morrissey for back-to-back scores in that stakes race.
Hey, thank you. That was a great meet. It was definitely excited me.
You got your first graded stakes win earlier this year in the True North with Joking. This is a horse you claimed a couple of years back. Just talk about how he has really progressed through the claiming ranks and allowance ranks and into the stake horse that he's become.
Well, when I claimed him, he was a very nervous horse. We tried to get him to relax a little bit more. And his first year, he did good, but he was still pretty nervous. We had to get him tacked on a walk and all that stuff, but he gradually got better. And last year, which we gave him a little time off over the winter and brought him back, he just became a different horse. He pretty much trained good coming into the race, his first race. Had him a little short for his first race. He finished second that day, but right away I knew he was a much better horse. So we ran him that day for a 6 or 250 claiming price. And right after that, I pretty much stepped him up because I knew he needed a race. He ran a good second, but he needed that race. And since then, he's just been great for me.
And I'm sorry, Charlie.
No, go ahead.
Well, he really loves Belmont Park, and you mentioned giving him some time off over the winter. You did the same thing up at Saratoga. He was going to run, and he decided to just give him the break. Talk a little bit about the break and how that's helped him going forward into the fall.
Okay. Well, the break was a planned break. We were planning on running the sprint championship. He popped the splint on the splint blown, so we decided, okay, his break was going to start there. We were going to plan to give him, because Saratoga, taking him to Saratoga the last couple of years, he got really nervous. The Parasol is just an active people walking through the barn area. He never settled. He never really settled. So we decided we were going to take him to Saratoga this year. We were going to give him Saratoga off and bring him back for the fall for the Belmont meet, which he loved that track anyway. So that would seem like the right thing to do. But he needed a little break because he does great off the break. He just gets to relax and put some weight on. He's normally a pretty narrow horse, just one of those narrow kind of horses. So on a break, he put weight on, and we get to get him back fresh water. So the break has done him great. I mean, he came back working great, come back working super. He had a 5 works out into him going to this race, and he has been, I'd say he's pretty fit, ready to go, and really feeling himself right now.
What do you attribute his love to Belmont Park? I mean, 8 races here at Belmont, 5 wins, 3 seconds, of course, that win in the Grade 2 True North.
It's definitely the wide turns. He gets to run on the turn. In the smaller track, on the aqueducting track, on the smaller track, he has to wait at the top of the lane to really get into full gear and doesn't really normally get there. And on the Belmont track, he can make his move on the turn because it's so sweeping that he can put himself in position to make a solid run. And that's the key issue about Belmont than the aqueduct track. And then on the aqueduct outer track, he's actually a better horse than the inner track itself too. So it's definitely the wider turn, the bigger tracks, where he gets to get in gear a little bit on the turn instead of waiting for the top of the lane to close.
Talking with trainer Charlie Baker, he has Joking in the Vosburgh, Rachel's Temper in the Beldame, both Grade 1s. You'll hear them both here on the Horse Racing Radio Network starting at 5 o'clock today. Charlie, AP Indian might come out because of the wet track. Joking absolutely loves a wet track. Did you hire the rain dancers yesterday?
Yeah, I was hoping for a little march in the track. I mean, I think the horse runs at anything, but he definitely has a great record on the off track. So I didn't mind seeing the rain at all. Didn't mind seeing the rain.
And like Joking, Belle Dame is a former claimer. You took her just two starts back, Rachel's Temper, for 62.5 out of a optional claimer two other than up at Saratoga. She got beat just a nose that day to Going for Broke, who you'll face again. You wheeled her right back, and you won a restricted stakes in your first start with her. Talk to me about Rachel's Temper.
Well, I think she's a very honest filly. Nice, neat, a darling to be around, really. And she seems to try whenever she's doing good. And right now she's doing good. She always gives you a great when she's doing good. And I always liked her. I mean, I've been watching her run for the past year or so, and I thought she was just a neat little horse. So the first time I actually got a chance to claim her that day, it was no hesitating because I liked her a lot.
Another filly.
Her last race was a definite, I think, a little improvement from her previous, which was a good race. When I claimed her, she ran a huge race that day. I was more encouraged after that race, after claiming her, and she ran as big as she did going into the race that I ran up, the stake that I ran back. And she gave me a lot of confidence going into that race. So I think she's just a nice filly that tries and seems like the longer she goes, the better she is.
Another one in your barn that really loves Belmont Park, four wins, a second and two-thirds from seven starts. Is that a coincidence, or do we do this with a purpose?
No, it was a coincidence. I think they're just like joking. They come out there, they do the better run off the pace. So why turn usually at those kind of horses a lot on Belmont Park? And they do their running late. So she can make a sustain a drive on the turn and come running. So it's just... it's just a coincidence that we got two horses that love Belmont.
And two of her better races have come now at this mile and an eighth distance. She's only run it twice, and it was her last two starts. You'd have to think she's going to love this one turn mile and an eighth today.
Yeah, she sure. I mean, she's doing good. She's coming into the race pretty good. She'll definitely love it. I think it's a one turn mile. Yes, it's definitely a one turn mile. I think that's going to help her more than even the two turn mile, I'll tell you the truth. I think she's a better. She would be a definite better one-turn horse than a two-turn. Well, she has proven she can do a two-turn. But I think the one-turn would be a big asset to her doing good today.
Talking with trainer Charlie Baker, he'll be represented in a couple of grade ones here at Belmont later on today. Charlie, you took Joking a couple of years ago. You took Rachel's Temper two starts back. Most guys or gals that are in the training game would be happy to claim one horse and get them into a stakes. You've claimed two. They've already become stakes winners, including Joking, who gave you your first graded stakes win. What do you, without giving away too many of your secrets, how do you have this knack for taking the right ones and improving them? I mean, that's really the name of the claiming game, right?
Yeah, it's a knack. Well, you can say it's a knack. It's a knack and luck, because you actually looking at a horse you think might be able to run in the stakes. Pretty much Rachel, I thought she'll be okay in the stakes for the winter. That's pretty much when I went for her, I thought she'd be okay. She'd be okay in the stakes for the winter. But that race, she told me she could actually compete in the summer. So I went for figuring she could be a stake horse for the winter. But we got lucky, and sometimes you need luck. But I do look for horses because I don't have owners that buy those expensive yearlings. I'm always looking for a bargain claim that might make a stake horse. That's my way to get a stake horse most of the time. Yeah, I mean, I got most of my owners are breeders. They buy cheaper level horses. So we got to figure a way to get a good one. So that's my route to actually trying to get a good one most of the time. So we're always looking to find something that might move up to that level at all times.
1,441 wins in your career. Safe to say if one of these two gets to the wire today first, it'll be the biggest win of your career?
Yeah, definitely. 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 I think, actually, what a great two, but the biggest win of my career for me, I'm most excited, was when Moonlight Song won that race back off the air off in Saratoga, because he's like a barn fit, the big horse in the barn. No matter who comes in there, he's a whole man, a big horse in the barn. So I'm more excited about him coming off the layoff and winning so far than in my career than any horse that I've won. So definitely this could top that, but right now Moonlight is the high point of my career as far as coming off that layoff and winning, just because the horse means so much to the barn.
How's he doing? We going to see him New York Bred Showcase Day?
Yeah, definitely. Everything's going good. He's doing good, and we're definitely partnering for the Showcase Day. And that's awesome.
All right. Well, Charlie, thank you for some time this morning. I know you're pretty busy. Two grade one runners later on, Joking in the Vosburgh, Rachel's Temper in the Beldame. Charlie, best of luck to you today and going forward. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you. I'm doing.